Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 322. 7 things that happen when you start strength training, and a word of caution. Part 1 by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. It's Tuesday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily. This is one of 5 podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself. Except on Fridays. That's where I usually answer your questions. If you want your question answered, just come by oldpodcast.com and submit your audio. Or you can call in your question by dialing 61 I love OHD. I'll give you another quick reminder at the end of the show. So for now, let's jump right in, hear part 1 of today's post, and start optimizing your life. 7 things that happen when you start strength training, and a word of caution. Part 1 by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. If you're about to start strength training for the first time, or you're getting back into it after a long layoff, you may think being labeled a beginner is not desirable, and you'd be wrong. Being a strength training beginner is awesome. The first several months of training is when linear progress is at its peak, and it's the period when most people build muscle and burn fat simultaneously. This translates to a radical change in body composition if the individual trains properly and eats well consistently. More on this in a moment. First, let's cover a few things that happen when you start strength training that are totally normal. 1, the movements feel jittery. Like when you start your car and immediately drive without letting it warm up on a frigid winter morning, when you first start strength training and learn movements for the first time, they're not usually smooth and fluid. This is completely normal. Don't worry about looking silly or think something is wrong when your squat feels jittery. You're challenging your body in a new way. So give it time to learn how to perform the movements correctly, and it'll be smoother next time. This is a reason why I start beginner trainees with just a few exercises, so they can learn proper form quickly and perform the movements with a high frequency. This helps them learn correct form faster and get stronger faster too. 2, one leg or arm is noticeably stronger than the other. Everyone has a dominant side, and the resulting strength discrepancy is exposed from the very first workout. If someone performs a dumbbell bench press, they quickly realize one arm is stronger than the other. Or if they do a split squat or lunge, they discover the movement is easier on one leg than the other. This too is completely normal. The strength difference between limbs will decrease over time with consistent training, though it will likely never disappear entirely. So the strength discrepancy doesn't interfere with training or dampen your confidence from one side feeling weaker than the other. It's best to start with bilateral movements to build a solid foundation of strength. That means doing squats instead of lunges, push-ups instead of a dumbbell bench press, inverted rows instead of a dumbbell row. This will help smooth out some of the imbalances so they'll be less pronounced when you perform unilateral exercises in the future. Will my weak side be doing enough work? Is a common question when someone opts to perform a bilateral exercise, like a barbell bench press instead of a dumbbell bench press. The first couple times someone performs the exercise, one side may come up a bit quicker than the other, but this goes away after a couple workouts. Unless only one end of the barbell goes all the way up, then yes, the weaker side is doing its fair share. While I recommend trainees use barbell and bodyweight exercises that engage both limbs simultaneously when starting out, one exception is overhead pressing. The standing barbell press is an incredible exercise, but many gyms only have 45-pound barbells. For many women, especially petite women, this is too much at first. If the gym doesn't have smaller barbells, the other option is to start with the standing dumbbell press. This will quickly expose the strength difference between arms. The first few times you perform the dumbbell press, stop the set when your weak arm starts to fatigue, even though the stronger arm could keep going. After a couple of weeks, most can progress more quickly with the exercise and the strength discrepancy will wane noticeably. Bottom line for beginners, start with the exercises that engage both limbs simultaneously. If that's not an option, for example, you only have dumbbells to work with, then do what you can and terminate the sets when the weaker limb starts to fatigue. 3, you get sore. Insert the yeah, no comment here, but you shouldn't get too sore to the point it affects your daily activities. Working out shouldn't hurt. Struggling to style your hair or get out of a chair isn't pleasant, and it certainly doesn't make you want to repeat the workout that put you in that position. To prevent getting so sore you have to roll out of bed and shuffle to the bathroom in agony, start easy the first week of strength training. Take the first few workouts to learn proper exercise form and perform 2 sets for each exercise. If you're not too sore the day after you complete the workout, you can perform 3 sets the next time the workout is performed. This way, you can learn the movement, challenge your body, and still be able to come back 2 days later to train again. 4, you start to carry yourself differently. I still remember the first few months I approached strength training seriously, with purpose and a desire to get strong. Your body feels different, in the best way possible. You start to walk differently. You stand differently. You even sit differently. You just carry yourself in a more confident manner, and it feels incredible. When performing daily tasks, you feel muscles activate in a way you never paid attention to before. Getting stronger allows you to discover your body in a new way outside the gym, and it's fun. 5, daily activities become easier and less tiresome. I've never had a client who didn't comment on how much easier daily tasks had become once they had been strength training for a couple of months. Activities that used to wear them out are barely a challenge anymore. Whereas at the end of a long day, they didn't have energy to play with their kids, now they can. A frequent comment is, "I didn't realize how low I was on energy until I finally had more." If you tire quickly or become accustomed to running on fumes, you may think that's a normal energy level. It's not until you have more energy and stamina that you become aware of how little you had previously. Side note, chronic fatigue may be a sign of an underlying issue, so go see your doctor to determine the cause. Whether it's work, play, chores, or just living life, strength training makes real life stuff even easier. 6, hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled, 7 Things That Happen When You Start Strength Training, and a Word of Caution, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In my experience, one of the most common reasons folks don't like to go and strength train is It doesn't make me feel good. I feel sore afterwards, the movement is uncomfortable, you name it. So I love Nia's advice to start slow. It's gonna feel uncomfortable. If we go in with the mindset that, yeah, it's gonna feel a bit awkward, but I will get used to it, then it changes the whole perspective. So whether you're a trainer and need to give this advice to one of your trainees, or someone who's considering starting to strength train, just remember, it's gonna be uncomfortable at first. For me, I still remember when I was starting to strength train, my right arm was way stronger than my left. In fact, my right leg was way stronger than my left. It even got to the point where a family member commented, my right pec was way larger than my left one. So yes, it happens. And I love Nia's advice to use both arms as part of your training in the beginning. Use barbells as much as you can. And if you work out at a gym, I know you're not gonna wanna look stupid. Everybody else seems like they know what they're doing. But guess what? Many of them are doing things wrong. And just like you, they all had to start somewhere. But I'm willing to predict most of the folks you're looking at in the gym aren't doing the exercises correctly anyways. So why don't you be sure you do it the right way, get a little bit of training, get your reps in, have some patience, and I promise it'll get so much better. And it is so worth it. Now, once again, before I go, if you want to possibly hear your question being answered right here on the show, plus be in special bonus raffles, come by oldpodcast.com to submit your audio. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. All right, that's it for today. Thank you for listening and thank you for being a subscriber. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'll see you back here tomorrow where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.